Namo Buddhaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gurubhye, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Maya samaya gyaya me seya raya paya roya se maya gyaya maya ga namaya gyaya maya goya me soya soya raya re yeya yeya shuya gyaya wa yeya samaya gyaya me Ya maya laya shaya chaya lo Te ya ya ta Kaya te ya kaya te Kaya raya kaya te Kaya raya saya kaya te Bho de soha Te ya Gayate gayate Gayaraya gayate Gayaraya saya gayate Bodhi soha Te yayata Gayate gayate Gritan raja ye kima ta me de ne be chen ta chomba ta timba du ke be sun su ju ta ke te cha tang dra de le ku sa ye be su ke me to tam ra ra la ye nye de jam ba de sa je ye chen to me de bu wa ye ro ku ye nam da wa chen la shu bur shu e dam guru re na me dra la Niyo dayo ame sangan je kyo tang du 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 namala Sa kyo vardu dang ne shab se ki Da ge kyo ki de pe sa nam ki Do la wa pe sa sang je kyo bur Kyo sangan je kyo tang su je kyo namala Sa kyo vardu dang ne shab se ki Da ge kyo ki de pe sa nam ki Dola Krishna Sanjay Rupar Now we are together here today for the Dharma Dharma action. So there's motivations, many of the ways I talk about almost already. So I think it's make to the mind. In general, we are gathering here, you are to come here, I gave it to him, for the actually free from sufferings and to have the great happiness. That's why at this sake of that, that's why we are doing. That's in general. Now individually think about why we do the action of Dharma. So maybe low part of motivation. I don't want to be in the future life to be pulled down in the hell realms, hungry ghosts, place, animals, life. I don't want to be. I want to have continual human beings' life. That's why I have to learn more to do virtuous actions. Yeah, virtuous actions are much as I can to do. That's why I do. Listen to the teachings. That's the lower part of the motivation. Better than that ones. So I myself one, two times free from low realms. That's not enough. Still, maybe it's maybe one, two times human beings alive I got, but should be continually in the samsara also. Therefore, I want to be free from the samsara, means from the cycle existing. Completely, totally, I want to free from sufferings and the cause of sufferings. That's why I to do listen to the teaching of Dharma, because I need to do meditation for that. For that, I need to know the meaning of the meditation. For that, I need to listen to the teachings. That's why I'm doing this middle motivation. The highest now, that's not enough. We are follower of the Mahayana tradition. Mr. Self is not important, actually. Other sentient beings are more important. We need to think about more. Others are more important than self. That kind of recognition of that we need to have ourselves. Because we are following the Mahayana teachings. Mahayana teachings are for the sake of other sentient beings. To be free from samsara, not only free from the delusions and free from the illusions, and become a being, completely become a being Buddha, means become a everyone, all sentient beings, become a great enlightenment place. That's all we need to do. That means we think about all other sentient beings, very kind to me. Not only one, two times. Numberless lifetime they are very kind to me. So I told already, so you think also someone, you think about in your mind, as that's he or she not kind to me. See, if you have thinking like this, wrong. Maybe one, two times, yes, did. Only this lifetime, maybe did. But another numerous lifetimes, they are all very kind to us, very kind to you. That's why we cannot keep out from the, from the our motivation in bodhicitta, yes. We cannot, those including everyone's friends, strangers, enemies, all those are very kind to me. That's why I need to repair that. But kind of they didn't, positions, food, drinking, staying place, money, that's not enough. What they want, that's what we need to do. What they want. Everybody, they want in the inside of real, they want free from sufferings. Unchangeable happiness they need, everyone think about it. That's why I think in the samsara, you know, beings are busy for their happiness, but wrong way. Everyone's, you know, like even thieves taking object from others. They want happiness, that's why they took it. Killing others, stealing from others, all those sexual misconducts, telling lies, all those are everything. They want to be happy, joy inside. That's why they're doing those wrong actions. That's wrong cause. If we want a complete happiness, all those are need abandoned. We need 10 virtuous actions are must be we throw out from outside or abandoned. That's what we need to do. Those are 10 virtuous actions are cause of to be suffering in lower realms. So are suffering, cause of suffering. That's why we don't want it. So we don't want those things. So that's why I think we lost mistaken actions. Even we are doing, you know, practice dharmas. Sometimes forward. That's why I think always mindfulness is very important. Mostly people think mindfulness means, what I did this morning, what kind of I eating. So that's kind of, it's not really mindfulness, yes or no. That's not mindfulness. Mindfulness means what I did, positive action or negative actions. That's what need to focus to that. That is a mindfulness. So that's what we need to. We need to be careful, really. Careful. If we're going to do the negative action, no. Don't do that. What do you want? What I want? I want happiness, joy. This cause, which I'm doing this negative action, this is cause of the joy or suffering. Think about it, right ways when you think about it. Then you can see there what we're going to wrong direction. What we want and what we're doing is opposite. Always we are doing now in the samsara. So that's why I think we must see mindfulness means my mind is wrong or right. My speech wrong or right. My body's action wrong or right. Wrong is the negative actions wrong. When we do positive action, my body, speech, and mind is right. That's one thing. Sometimes people say, I don't know what is wrong, what is right. So if we do action, what kind of action, result of that, suffering, pain, unhappiness comes wrong. Result of that, happiness, joy comes right. Should be. Easy way, that's the thinking. See, that's it. I think this motivation is like that. Then we think about also, all sentient beings, very kind to me. I need repair of those now. So that's why I need to learn more. I want to become a being with myself for the other sentient beings. Not for myself to be joy, happy. It's not really, no. Not thinking of that. I wish for myself become a being with only for the others. Why? Because when we have great enlightenment with us, then we can't do any kind of, you know, body's emanation of the body's action like a Buddha. Great enlightenment means being Buddha. That's great enlightenment. Enlightenment and in great enlightenment difference. And you see, that's one. It's like a heartless, Shavakapati, they are heartless. They have enlightenment, but it's not, which they have enlightenment is not great enlightenment. Great enlightenment is being Buddha. So that's it. If we become a being Buddha, we can body's actions tremendous, you know, numberless, same time we can make emanations, help to the others. Speech same thing. What kind of things? Many times we talk about already. Even animals or whatever, language doesn't matter. Bodies, mean, Buddha's speeches, what gave, talking or what giving teachings, or their own language, they hear. So that's kind of powerful. Yeah, with the mind, everything's seeing. What kind of we have opportunity from the beings? What kind of karmas they made? Result of karma, what kind of they will have? What kind of they had already? Oh, those are all sentient beings, almost like, yes, all sentient beings. Same time can be seen. Because the power of the Buddha's mind is just like that. So that's why we are, I think, become a being Buddha, benefit for the others. So we think about this, okay? Myself, become a being Buddha, benefit for the other sentient beings. So that's bodhicitta. Bodhicitta motivation. Bodhicitta motivation means we don't have bodhicitta yet now. Try to make partially, you know, try to make similar to like that. Try to make it like that. Then one day we will do like that, more practice, if you do more, then one day then like naturally comes, not difficult. Everything comes, it's automated, just like more than automated, you know. Just like, I think, television, you know, if you switch on, all the time you're seeing things, you know, just like that, I think. So now we need to make it, to deliberately try to make it, you know, try to make it, okay? Good motivation. So me, it's like this. Then one day, then bodhicitta comes, then everything, body, speech, mind, is everything. When we got bodhicitta, we already, bodhicitta has bones, you know, to with us. Then body, speech, mind, is everything, actions are benefit for the sentient beings. Even sleeping, even eating. Really, it is just so powerful. Really. Everything for the others. Bodhisattvas. So that's why I think all Buddhas also homage to like bodhisattvas, you know. So like some people, you know, some people pray to the moon, you know, moon. They pray to the moon. When they do pray moon, not full moon, they're not necessary for them. Circle moon, you know. Little,
crescent.
Oh yeah, that means. Those are example from the sutta, Bodhisattva sutras. Those who does pray to the moon, they do pray to this small moon, not for me. Just like that, Bodhisattva. Buddhas also appreciate, and also we do bodhisattvas to pray or to respect bodhisattvas should do more than Buddha. Why? Because if we do respect to bodhisattvas, equalize of respect and Buddhas. When we do respect and Buddha, not including the Bodhisattvas. You understand? See? So that's one, really. All Buddhas, Bodhisattvas' actions, so what do I call? Praise, yeah. So that's one. Anyways, that's because of them bodhicitta, because they take care of the other sentient beings. Response, take care of the response for the other sentient beings. So that's it. I think if we have family, you know, one father or mother, take care of family. Oh, those everyone's outside people, they're very nice, they take care of family very well. So pray to them, you know, he or she. Family, the member of the family, also they say, oh, that's very kind, they are. Maybe children doesn't know during the young, but when they grow up, they think, yes, that's the example, example. So, anyways, because Bodhisattvas tremendously, even pray, Buddha pray to Bodhisattva because of the bodhicitta, because of take care of the response of all sentient beings. So that's it. That means that if we do one apple offering to the Bodhisattvas, the equal of the sentient beings, we give offering, equal of the one apple is physically, but if we one apple offering to the Bodhisattvas, the equalize all sentient beings. Because this just they take me response, take care of the response for all sentient beings. Just equalize of that, you know. Those are from the, I think, teachings I got. So, I think holy beings also, we, like His Holiness, His Dalai Lama, yes, His Holiness Dalai Lama. He's the, without discrimination, take care of, you know, everybody. Love to everyone, including like Chinese people, but they don't know that one. They think His Holiness making problem for them. No, never does. I think that's just the example anyway. Really, never does. He completely want peace, world peace, really. Everybody to be free from the problems. These things together is very difficult for me. My lips. Anyways, His Holiness does like this, isn't he? The Chinese leader says, oh, he's talking about that, not action. We know it. Western people, they know. Tibetan people, they know from here. But only Chinese leaders' opinion. Even Chinese people, they know. So many mainland Chinese, you know, when he gave me teachings, coming, really, teaching. Dharamsala coming, Dharamsala, different places in India teaching, they come. So anyways, like this kind of, because he's equally take care of those sentient beings. He is the, I think, Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara, when he started bodhicitta, just like shepherd, you know shepherd, you want to see shepherd?
Shepherd, yes.
Yeah, shepherd, bodhicitta like, his bodhicitta is like a shepherd. That's the example. Shepherds, what does, good shepherds, you know, good looking, which shepherd is looking after the animals, take out during the day to a nice grass place, drinking water to give everything, and then when bring back to a home, all the time. I mean, first of all, those animals to take in, they place. Everyone together look, everyone, you know, maybe need give grass or what kind of needed to be comfortable. Then he or she go to the home, something to eat, to relax him or herself. So, Avalokiteshvara, when he generated Bodhicitta, I will all sentient beings take to the great enlightenment, enter that I will be staying Bodhisattva's home. See, that's it. I want to take all sentient beings, take to the great enlightenment first, then he becomes enlightenment. There are different ways. Some, no. Like, you know, Buddha did, like kings, like a king, you know. King become a good king, king or queen. Become a, he or she has power of that. They take care of the old subject to help things, but to help. They try to have the power of the rule of the country. You know, then he or she take care of the old subject of the kingdom. So do you understand? See, that's it. Buddha Gautama. And the thousand Buddhas also, they did like this. This is a, really is a, the Avalokiteshvara's, which Bodhicitta is like a shepherd. So that old time happened to him. So now as in Bodhicitta, see, if we got Bodhicitta, then everything, whatever we do, everything in movement, body, speech, mind, everything benefit for the sentient beings, cause of great enlightenment. That's what it has, isn't it? See? Eating, sleeping, everything, whatever, everything. So that's why I think we wish to have the Bodhicitta with us. You see? For the other sentient beings. So I think it's that's it. Okay? The last time I think we talked about already this one. Yes. Now in this one, what is it?
I believe where we're at, if you're in the blue book, page
8. Where is he today?
I don't know. So I'm filling
in. I hope he's okay.
I hope so. So in the blue book, it's page 18. In the gold book, it'd be page 35. And leaving off at setting the highest motivation.
Mm-hmm.
To be enlightened for all sentient beings.
Mm-hmm. That one now we talked about already, see?
Right. So now it says, you must practice in order to achieve this Buddhahood.
Okay, that's see, okay.
Right.
People think, oh, I wish, says the name of the Buddhas, or mantras, says mantras, no Buddhas. That's maybe. That's okay enough, they're thinking. Now he says no. But say, would you like to read slowly?
Well, it says, you must know what to practice in order to succeed. Some people wanting to practice Dharma,
they don't do that.
But not knowing how to do so. They may go to some isolated retreat and recite a few mantras, make a few prayers, or even manage to achieve a few of the 9 mental states leading to mental quiescence. Thank you. But they will not know how to do anything else. You must study complete and error-free instructions that leave out nothing about the practice of Dharma in order to know these things. And the king of such instructions is the Lam Rim, the stages of the path to enlightenment.
Oh, yeah. So now, that's good. See, here it says, Tetavis, Sanjay Kompata Tobala, Dugas. The Buddha is, we can't we will get there with the hood or become a being with the, we can't do it. But we need accomplishment of that. Say that. Not only accomplishment that means by practice.
Yes.
Practice, that's what I need, do grace. Then for that to make accomplishment of with the hood or with the yes, being with the, that must you need understood about that. Try to make a with the yourself, to make with the yourself, but you need to know that how to do it. See that?
Yes, it says you must.
This is Shagos. Then whatever you you need to be, you need to know that how to make it yourself become a being Buddha. That's what you need to know. If you don't know that one, then Mishe Nasata, if you don't have the method for the how to make Buddha yourself, then even you go to the isolate place, you know, and also isolate place, you go, or isolate retreat, if you do like this, and as in, go there and say it's like some mantras or?
Yes, some mantras, some prayers.
Oh, prayers. And if you do that, then nothing happens because you don't know the how to make it. So because you understand, because become a being with the, we need to, through the paths. If you don't know the paths, the how to make it go through the path, you don't know. So if you don't know that, then you will never to be in the path. If you don't go through the path, then you will not be become a being Buddha. So here says, like it says like mantras or oh, I don't need to anything more study much. I say it's mantras, you know, name of the Buddha or something. If I do like this, that's okay. It's not okay. Little better than nothing, yes. Better than nothing. Virtuous action, but no cause of becoming being Buddha is difficult to do that. It's better than nothing, no longer than anything. Also, not, more than that, sometimes you know, contemplate or concentration, to make concentration. Sometimes you have like this kind of, but only by that will not be happen. You know, only this no. So what say this? Would you like to read this one?
Yeah, well, that's where it said the nine mental states.
That's my mental state, which
yes.
Come about your meditation. There are nine mental states, you know? Jindu Jopa, Lendu Jopa, Nyari Jopa, also same nature, things are good. Nine days, nine. So even those are, you got, but even you got come about your meditation, but if you don't know the how to go through the to great enlightenment place, you know? Bodhisattva paths, you know, go to Bodhisattva paths. If you don't know, then difficult to make a being Buddha. So that's it. Then?
Then it says that you must have the error-free instructions.
Oh, yeah. To do three shepherds, you need to know about this, how to make it, yourself being Buddha. That's also to learn more without mistake. Say that as in?
Yes.
Without mistake.
Error free.
Without mistake. It's mistake, then no complete cause, you know. Without mistake. Without mistake, then instruction.
Yes.
Instruction is without mistake.
Yes.
To get it for them. So that's another thing. That's kind of then.
It says the king of these instructions is Lamrim.
Yeah, Lamrim. Yes. Lamrim is the king of. There are many, many different explanations, but Lamrim is the without mistake, whatever need to whole thing together, everything. So, in the Lamrim. That's why I think this is king of the. King of the
instruction,
yes. Instruction for what?
For
become a being leader,
yes.
See, that's it. All these are should be really it is think about, need be think about. So, only this part of we need to really think about. If we want to become a being Buddha for this, but this is very short here. What do you call short explanation?
Short
explanation. That's many. So you learn and do this, and then you do. Shanti Lam Jaramba, even do this, that's king of the
instruction.
Yes. Therefore, darkened by me. Therefore, by me, to listen to the teaching of the Lamrim very carefully. Excellent. Listen to the teaching of the Lamrim. And then to do the practice.
Yes.
Yeah, then. You see, that's it. That's kind of motivation, you see?
Yes, that's exactly what it said.
Yeah, kind of motivation. So this is very important, really. Everybody need to be, not only in the book or the paper, try to learn, really, it is. Every day, try to think about it. Every day. Otherwise, just like, dry grass put in the top of the water. Then what do you think? Polluting? There's nothing, really. Polluting on the, with the Dharma, not so good. Dharma should be soaked, should be. Yeah, soak, what? You soak, is it?
Soak, yeah.
Soak. Should be not like it.
Saturated with Dharma.
Oh, yeah,
isn't
that right?
Yes.
That's right, yes. There's many of it like this, It's like a dry grass, top the water.
That's okay.
No. Like when you do wash in the sink, what do you call this thing?
Sponge.
That's one. To hold the water,
Yes, absorb the water.
Oh yeah, absorb. That's what needed. So, Lauren says, Dharma and your mind is try to make combination, not separation. That's all. So, really, that's very true. We are. Lamrim is the other side, my mind is the other side. Then it's difficult to make everything, you see? Because then don't remember when we mistake action, negative action. Don't remember. Lamrim is over there, myself here, so. So? I don't know what I do. Do we? That's really, we need to think about. If you think about it, you get idea, really. If you think about it, you have intelligence, really it is. If you don't use it, your intelligence is not growing. Should not be growing. Always same. If you think about this, oh, what is that, really? At this, look at, oh, then you can get something. Then your mind is better and better, not always same. Sometimes ago I told you, baby was born, nothing to know, anything, nothing. But then they have also seed of the awareness to know the physical things. Then they started, they know, then they begin, they don't know what is to eat or drinking, everything. Poisonous, you believe they're drinking, or they're just like water. They don't know. But later, then they know what to eat, what to drink. Can be this drink, cannot be drink this. Can be eat this. Then when they grow up, they can see that. Same way also, when we, you know, start to teach, you know, practice Dharma or learning Dharma, it's like that. Where then we all, it's awareness more wider to know, then more solid, our mind is solid, not like paper, you know. Our mind is like a paper like this, one day good, one day no. When wind comes like this, then long time, nothing like this. You see? Then one day like this, that's nothing. That's not so good. Really, so lots of students, they sorry, going like this, you know. So, continually, whatever. You know, we have, you know, different intelligence. We even don't have intelligence much, but if enthusiasm or what do you call diligence. Diligence, who has diligence and someone's very sharp mind is sometimes very dim or no much intelligent doesn't have the, but if they have tremendous diligence, without stop going, those are become a number one. Really it is. Practitioners, and the study, we have a university also, in the monastery, and then here also same thing, I think. Some intelligent ones, oh, I can do this, I can see this, they're losing their time. Someone, oh, I need to do, really, difficult to know this. Even they're not bright, it's not bright, but continually. So someone's doing a study, they will become a number one. Same thing, we also. We should. So holy beings are, everyone says, no, really is a brought beginning, brought is, it's not. And really it is. Very difficult ways. Very good. One word says 100 times going, then they're better and better. Really better and better. And we have like a great monastery. Monastery in this. Some like this. Then later they are become very good, understand very good practitioner students. I've been like this. So anyway, that's all. That's all. Then would you like to read a little bit more?
Okay. So now it says, in general, it is vital to have one of these three motives at the beginning of any practice.
Okay, that's one. This one I can take. This general beginning, whatever is motive is very important. Is that's what I say, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. I think motivation is a good way, bad ways also. If someone say, you know, trying to kill like hunters. They think about to go as a hunter. So ready for that, buy gun, balloons, what is it?
Birds. Or bullets.
Okay. Oh, that's tried to make ready and everything, you know. Those are, then they have motivation already. I want to kill the animals. That's why I think that's the thing. That's motivation. That's bad motivation. Killing, stealing, by desires, everything is those hazard. Because the mind goes first. You know, whatever they want to do, that's what goes. He's only like the very mind. He's only Western style, no? I think. I think we do this. Maybe here, I know. Mind. So that's what I think is. I think that's one of the logic. Yi means mind, so means more important. And huanandro means goes before action. Goes before. Before means before the action. See, that's one. General. Any kind of the motivation is general beginning. Motivation goes beginning. Then?
Especially when you listen to a discourse on the Lam Rim, just any motive is not sufficient.
Oh yeah. There's many motivations, but when you listen to the teaching of the Lam Rim, any kind of motivations, there's no right. Very special, then we talk about here already, you know. What different kind of three, I say from the positive ways, I say three different kind of motivation. From those three, when you listen to the teaching of the Lam Rim, what kind of you need it?
Bodhicitta.
Oh, bodhicitta motivation, yes, that's good. That's right, yes. So then?
You must at least listen in conjunction with forced or contrived form of bodhicitta.
Oh yeah, that's it. When you, if you, we talk about this, if you have bodhicitta with you already, very easy to, everything's okay. But if you, like us, if you don't have the bodhicitta, then try to make it, pause.
Yeah, forced or contrived.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thinking others are trying to make stop, you know, what are they?
Well,
also.
Or contrived.
Then that, what they say?
Forced
there?
Or contrived, that's what
forced?
They forced.
Forced. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's... Yeah, because... forced. By order, they forced.
Yeah, forced, like you have to
power.
Make yourself think.
Oh, okay.
For the benefit of others.
Make it, you know.
Yeah.
Try to make it. Even your mind doesn't go through that way, but try to make go through that.
Yes.
See, that's that's good, I think. Kanjung, any kind of motivations, not enough for to listen to the teaching of the Lam Rim. Shangju is the same. Mantas, even, Gyama Shangju Simba Higwes. Then pause.
Of course.
To make it.
Yes, to make
it. To make it like a, you know, to make it. That relatable, similar to like bodhicitta. Similar to like bodhicitta. similar to bodhicitta.
Yes.
I like it, you know, the car and they tell us when they make the clothing, first of all, to make a pattern, you know?
A pattern, yes.
Yeah, just like that. It's no real, but try to make it look like that. Look like bodhicitta. That's a very important thing. Sing good pace, then?
For people who have already experienced the development of bodhicitta, and it may be sufficient for them to a short formula.
Oh, yeah. Then, person who has worked already, then don't need explanation. Oh, think about think about all mother sentient beings become ready. Think about to yourself become a being with the benefit for the sentient beings. Just only God's ones.
Right.
That's one's enough, of course. Just only for the message, you know, something.
Yes.
But they even don't need to say it like this, okay?
However, this is not enough to transform the mind of a beginner.
Oh, yeah, that's a short to say, oh, you think about yourself become a being with the benefit of other sentient beings, only that's not enough, that's what I'm saying. Because need be explanation a little bit. Then what's that?
If you think over the Lam Rim, starting with the immense difficulty of gaining an optimum human rebirth, your mind will turn towards bodhicitta.
Yeah. Then, since if someone has experience of the even though real not bodhicitta, say if you don't have the bodhicitta real ones yet, but if you have experience. Do you think experience and the real bodhicitta difference, is it? What do you think? In English language, what do you think? Experience. Same? Experience, okay. That means, the same, okay. Then this one. So who has experience of bodhicitta? Then short form says, you know?
Yes.
That's enough. See, you may sometimes by short words can be to make a good motivations, can be do that. See, that's it. Then?
Yeah. But for beginners, this is not enough. Right?
Yeah. But okay. Le Tangbo means beginners.
Yes.
That's actually Yinjul Mithimbis. That's if you says you think about yourself become a being with the benefit of other sentient beings, if don't have anything idea then no experience bodhicitta, that's not enough for think about, not strong enough, you see, not strong enough. But I think partially I think maybe they just substitute, you know, substitute, okay, then
so here it recommends
that
they start thinking about how difficult it is to gain an optimum human rebirth.
Okay, now this is I think is person who doesn't have like a bodhicitta like us, it's more difficult I think. I want to become a being with the benefit of the sentient beings. Then why now think about Tanjur Tenches Nyekasi. So this precious
human rebirth
is the very expensive, very difficult to find out.
Yes.
But this time I got it, then what I say?
Then it says your mind will turn towards bodhicitta.
Nyekani something from the beginning of the Tanjur Nyekasi, 18 quality legal life from that, and then also whatever you got Guru Divergent, and from that also then impermanent, all those much you can think about.
Yes.
So then try to make a motivation. Then
this does not apply only to the Lam Rim. When we Gelupas attend any teaching at all, be it at an initiation, oral transmission, discourse, or whatever, we should go over the whole Lam Rim as a preliminary when we set our motivation.
Yes, that's traditionally, Lama Tsongkhapa's traditional. And Lama Tsongkhapa's tradition is from Atishas. From Atishas, all those traditions come down from the Buddha's as a Mahayana system. whatever you do teaching should be three vehicles, small one or big explanation, doesn't matter, small, even small explanation, all those three. Did we say that, was it?
Yeah, it says, well, whichever the teaching.
Oh, yeah.
When we do to
make motivation from the sutra teachings or authentic teachings, there no difference. Any kind of teachings, Mahayana tradition, should be, Shiva Sunja Lamji, remember, means three vehicles. Say that, no?
Yes. It says, even short prayers include all three scopes of the Lam Rim, with nothing left out.
Chat somewhere in Jumatas, completely. Explanation large or small doesn't matter. Sometimes explanation small, short. But even short explanation, but in there must be explanation of the three vehicles. So that's what I'm saying. Then?
My precious guru has said time and again that this is the supreme distinguishing feature of the teachings of the old Kadampas and of us new Kadampas.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, this is. Tanas, even Chatsangwara in Jungwa Tangs, then Tanam Helam Tabas, sometimes if we do the good wish. Good wish, says it?
Good wish. I don't see that in.
Yeah, Tana Melam Tabas, like to prayers, you know. Do you say that, prayers?
Prayers. We're still.
Shiva Sanjay Lamji Rimba, Ndod Dibare, Masangwame Panjungwas. And see, yeah. Even any kind of
short prayers,
but in there should be three vehicles, you
yes,
know?
That's what we call
okay. Then? Yeah. Then, okay, now, Rangja Kadam Sanyin ke Tenbe Chichwe Sen, all right. Kadam Sanyin, do you understand? Kadam Sanyin, say that. Kadam Sarma in the Nyingma. Kadam Nyingma is the, Kadam Nyingma is the Atisha, from Atisha. Atisha and enter to Jirumbuches, Kadam Nyingma. From Jirumbuches and to all those lineages, Akadam Sama. See, Kadam Sama. I think it's someone says something, Kadam Sama. We are Kadam Sama, everyone. Enter from Jirumbuche, enter whole now, Galupas are Kadam Sama. Any Galupas, Kadam Sama. Kadam Nyingma is from the 11th century, Atisha came to Tibet, giving teaching of the Lam Rim Sutra, three vehicles. From that, I say, only Kadam Geshe's tremendous has been already. All those are Kadam Nyingma. Sanying means older and new means from Atisha, before Jirumbuche, between there is Kadam Nyingma. From Jirumbuches enter to now, Kadam Sama.
Yeah.
Okay, then?
Okay. And here in this book, they call it Old Kadampa and New Kadampa.
Oh, that's okay. Now, call Kadampa, New Kadampa. Okay.
Those of you who will hear, or I'm sorry, those of you who will bear the responsibility of.
Yeah, this Tenbe Chechu Lanamekanis means everything is, whatever the large teaching or short teaching doesn't matter. Motivation, in motivation, there's all those
three
vehicles, you know,
yes.
Together. Eh? Three scopes?
Yeah, they use the word scopes.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Scopes, okay. Yeah, then?
Okay.
Dag Lama Rinpoche say, Dag Lama say, whose Lama? This is the author of Shaji Pongkhapa. Shaji Pongkhapa giving, author is Shaji Trinya Rinpoche. But this teaching, Shaji Pongkhapa. Shaji Pongkhapa gave a teaching. Shaji Trinya Rinpoche, he did the, what do you call?
Transcription.
Notes.
The notes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, notes. So then, here, Dalai Lama Rinpoche means Shaji Pongkhapa's guru.
Yes.
Pamchu Rinpoche means, I think, it's his Lama teacher.
Right.
Dalai Lama Rinpoche's. Yani and the Dhamrin Sebis. This is very important because Shaji Pongkhapa's guru says again and again all the time, you know?
Yes.
Because this is very important. So that's what then.
Okay, so his precious guru has said time and again that this is the supreme distinguishing feature of the teachings of the old Kadampas and of us new Kadampas. Those of you who will bear the responsibility of preserving these teachings must carry out your studies in this fashion.
In the future, as any of those Gelu tradition who does teaching of the Lamrim and any kind of anything, not only Lamrim, like the even empowerment, large or short, doesn't matter. For that should be preliminary teaching is the try to how to make the motivation. So in there, everything is the same ways continually to follow this, which he said, Guru said, that's one. Yeah?
Okay. He has a side note here that says, however, when giving a long life initiation, it is the practice not to speak about impermanence or death.
Oh, I see. That's it. That's it. Then, Lamrim, if you could take Lamrim, you know, like Tanjonyi, 18 called legal life, then also metaphors, and then karma and the result of karma. But when you give a long life initiation, that we don't talk about impermanent, the superstition, see?
Yes, yes.
So that's what I'm saying. See, then?
Okay. So we'll skip down to some of the people attending this teaching of the Dharma might feel, I am truly fortunate to be studying this, but I cannot put it into practice.
Oh yeah, I think that's we have lost internet, I think. We have lost internet. Maybe he have lost, I think. Mm-hmm. Beginning, everything is okay. Then later, this is like a beginning big, then smaller and smaller, smaller. What do you call this?
When they get lazy and have more difficulty, they don't.
And this is it.
So.
The Kashyapa Talis means listeners. Said.
Yeah, that they're fortunate to listen to study, but they cannot put into practice.
Lala ne tena kawa zanza tab yi nyane ne mini nyanis. I say lots of people they go, like especially His Holiness, you know, give me teachings. And it's all very nice. It's here, very nice. Also, get the blessing, get the blessing. That's it. But I cannot do practice. That's not right. Was maybe go like this, much as I can, I will do. I wish to do, much as I can. What I heard, everything's I must to do it. It's beginning, you know. Beginning, if your motivation is just sludge, then whole thing is it. I think, you know.
Yes.
We say, and if you mistake from the beginning of the date, from month, for the month, mistake, the whole thing, whole month, it can be mistake. Yeah, I think maybe first date, maybe there's two or three cents, then all the call go through. Whole month, huh? Mistake. Then someone, next one.
Yeah, next one says, others attend because they're imitating others. If you go, I will come too.
Yes, that's right. If you go, I come. That's okay. There's no reason.
Yes.
Why you go? There's no, should be reason what I want. If I go then what I get, I need to think about, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you go then I go, sorry. Yamjuk tapis, umbayan yus, just like, you know, together, then.
Okay, then. No one will attend this teaching in order to make a living out of performing rituals in people's homes. But this happens with other teachings.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. That lumber may be not that kind of motivation, you know. Lumbering, try to make a position, or I do the practice of lumbering, then that's a term that I can get positions. I don't think that. But one means, you know, maybe it's like a small initiation, a thorough initiation, and a long life initiation, and then what is Zambala initiation.
Yes.
Zambala initiations. That's more money to come, that's the thing, to get initiation, you know, Zambala.
Yes.
People really is in Zambala, then what is that? I don't know. That's the thing, you know. Maybe Tara, if you start praying to Tara, maybe more positions come, you know. Yes, no. Raja, one thing, so yet the mandal and this uni, don't you say in Hambason, Majose? One chamber da one chamber da dri shuni zhong shu xing samba zhen yong ma ris lang ren da one chamber big initiation, those are they bring thing but are used for the to get the positions, don't think, maybe not. They say that
all, yeah, it says, yeah. That does happen sometimes, and it
says that zhong shu means go to the family's place to do Bucha, you know, to Bucha?
Yeah.
And this kind of.
Bucha's are mm-hmm. Right, yeah. In other people's homes.
Like, yeah, other people's
their
homes,
house,
yes.
Make money.
Yeah.
Yes. And then it says, when you attend other teachings, initiations, for example.
Another one.
You may think you will receive the power to subdue evil spirits by reciting the mantra and so forth.
Oh, okay. That's a young girl. I think. If I do the, to get the big initiation like Yamitaka initiation, then I can control the evils. Then someone need to control evil, I will go there.
That's what it says.
Maybe for money, maybe show off. Mm-hmm. That's no good motivation. This no good motivation, is what I'm saying. Then another one.
It says, or you may think that you will subdue sickness or spirits, achieve wealth, money, acquire power, etc.
Okay. Nedun shivatam, only sambatam, sinri. You can do that to make a, you know, pray for the, to free from the sickness, yes. Why? Because if you think, if I will be free from the sickness, then like other people, nice, you know, joining parties, you know, more samsara enjoyment, I can do like this. Then that's bad motivation. But if myself from sickness, free from sickness, then I do more practice for the other sentient beings, or myself, do practice. That's good, that's what you can do. Long life pray, yes, you can do long life pray. Also, nidhi also sickness, free from sickness, and also try to make more positions. I think that you can do because they for others to giving, you know, like generosities for the others. Like tremendous in Africa now, really is a people tremendous. If we can, I don't know, sometimes I get television, 800 or something, I couldn't get it. And also, where to be, I don't have money, but maybe $5 we can give it. We must do.
To help others.
So much suffering. For those, I need to have. So that's why I try to make a no drip means like Zambala, you know. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Zambala prays for those. When you pray, I do in Zambala, pray for Zambala to have the more positions, money or something. But when you got, if you keep it like this, then opposite, no good. Whatever comes, everything is given. So end up save the starvation people's life. That's great. So this kind of different attitude, you know, motivation is very, very important things. That's what I'm talking about here. That
says, others, no matter how many teachings they have received, treat Dharma as if it were, for example, capital, money to start a business.
Mm, yeah.
They then go to places like Mongolia to peddle the Dharma, like to sell the Dharma.
Wait, yes. That you get someone's, they try to get the more teachings, you know, the blessings, you know, blessings, teachings, you know, what do you call them? Blessing or blessing transmission. Transmission, yeah. That's kind of, we got it. Someone need it. I can do. And from that, bad motivation, you know?
Yes.
From that, I can get anything in a position for me. That's very bad thing. You see, that's kind of, don't do that. Then,
such people accumulate enormous grave sins,
yeah,
through the Dharma.
So that I so you so some of these door nang mercy, ta. Na so is Mongolia.
Yes, like in Mongolia, go sell that.
Oh, Mongolia too. These days, lots of people go to Mongolia too. I think it means like you know, good ways. Mongolia need Dharma. Good motivations, they can do good. But they, you know, like, you know, to, like, you know.
Pedal. Yeah, it says pedal.
To think about, like, sell
the Dharma.
Sell Dharma.
Yes.
That's not bad motivation. Then?
Yeah, and it says, such people accumulate enormous grave sins through the Dharma.
Oh, yeah.
Very neat.
If all those bad motivations, like if you do all those kind of actions, then very, very big mistake and big negative action. Big what? Sub-chimbo. What is it?
Here it says grave sins, big negative karma. Big
negative very negative
action.
Karma, yes. Very, very big negative. Digvat sat chimbu sopa yintis. To make collection of the big negative karma. You see, that's all. So then, we are not like this kind of. We don't have the this kind of
motivation.
Yeah, then, motivation, and also we is this. Something needed for this, you know, like a business worker. Business, they need to have the, like, to buy things and then to sell.
Right.
If they don't have buy things,
they can't sell.
Okay, we don't worry about this, okay then?
Okay. The Buddha, our teacher, discussed the means to achieve liberation and omniscience. To exploit such teachings for worldly ends is equal to forcing a king off his throne and making him sweep the floor.
Do you understand? Do you understand? Yes. Really. Hit game, what is it?
Okay. So it says, to exploit these such teachings for worldly ends is equal to forcing a king off his throne and making him sweep the floor.
Yeah, because the Dharma is like a king.
Yes.
If you use it for the position and everything, then like a, you know, put down the like you know, like
worldly.
Yeah, worldly. They, if you do, they're like sweepers. So that's it.
It's a waste. Yes.
Oh, yeah, then?
So if you seem to have any of these above mentioned.
What do you get? What do you have then? If someone, you know, can put it down on the, like, sweepers.
To sweep, yes.
Sweepers.
Yes.
Then people, what do people think? Surprise?
People be very.
Big surprise.
Yes.
So if we do like these things, motivation with this, this is a big surprise, yeah. I think.
Not so good.
As a day?
So if you seem to have any of these above mentioned bad motives, get rid of them.
Oh, yeah.
Summon up some contrived.
You don't remember? No, you have bananas. Partners. If that's kind of the listeners, if we have a bad motivation, should be like a true way.
Yes.
True way means abandoned from that. Then?
And summon up some contrived bodhicitta and then listen.
Oh yeah, then to make a good by bodhicittas and the kuma switches means like a relative similar to like bodhicittas,
yes.
Motivation to do it and then to listen to the teachings. That's what I say.
Yes.
I think tonight we'll live here. Now I think whole. Would you like to read one something then?
Okay, yeah, just the last sentence. So much for the setting of your motivation. And then the next starts a new teaching. Here follows the main body of the teaching to which you are actually going to listen.
Oh, yeah, that's, I think we stop here.
Yes.
And this really is a tremendous.
It's a good place.
If we careful, study Lamrim, then what do we need to do? How to do the practice Dharma, then we will know. No, yeah. What's up? Slowly read is better, is it?
Yes.
Really, to you, you know, like this, no good, is it? Does it stay in the mind, you know? No. There's one, read, think bad. Then this one, read, then think bad. Always like this. Then it should be, you know, a little bit big difference. Okay, now. Oh, I see, okay. Share unlike you have. Okay. Okay, now we begin the motivation. The end, between what is there?
Between?
Between, yeah. Between action. Action, no? Beginning motivation, then action, then end of the dedication. Dedication. This is also all, any kind of. Even you says, maybe even one Omani Pemihun says, these three need be, these three. Why say Oman Pemihun? Motivation. Then says nicely, faith devotion to the Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara is the form of the Garuna means Niji Chembu, means great compassion. And then think about all the Oman Pemihun say. Trust faith devotion to them. You know, faith devotion to them. Then, now, end of the dedication. The dedication is now similar to motivation, which I did listen to the teaching of the Lamrim by this merit, Then myself and all sentient beings become a being, Buddha, you can say that. And also, you think by this merit, myself become a being, Buddha, benefit for the sentient beings, you can say either way. So that's it. So now we think about teaching of the Buddha, long time staying or remained with the beings. His Holiness Dalai Lama and any other spiritual masters who hold the Buddha Dharma, those are to have the long life. And practitioners, practitioners of Dharma, they to have the accomplishment of practice without obstacles. Then, in this country and in any other country, there will not happen bad things, means disease, starvation, war, that kind of bad things not happened in this world. And everything, good fortunes coming in this world for the world beings. Then finally, we think about all sentient beings, free from delusions and free from illusions, and become a being Buddha, by which we did action of Dharma.
One of the younger, so now he's fallen.